rock and roll.
Actiones.
Rock and roll. Let's do this.
What's the roll part of the rock and roll? I get the rock part.
It's you leave the venue. You roll onto the next venue.
You roll out.
No, you roll a joint, bro.
You roll a doob.
You fucking roll that fatty rock.
First you rock, then you roll. Maybe it's sexual. A roll in the hay doesn't sound good.
Some very square. He was probably hip at the time, but I'm sure he's very square.
This is rocking. The teenagers are all listening to rock and roll music.
Some very, very square white dude actually came up with that, and we just go with it. Like, that's just the thing now. Rock and roll.
I'm sure. I think hip hop is the same thing. Square kids, like, with the hip and the hop.
They both.
They're hipping. They're hopping.
Neither one sounds cool at all. Jazz sounds cool.
Why? Every rock time I hear roll. Someone say, you like that rock and roll music, I think, wow, that is a nerdy person I don't want to associate with.
Hip-hop doesn't sound good at all.
Hip-hop's not bad.
That's terrible. It sounds like you were just jumping around giggling.
Does sound like a kid's game.
What about R&B?
R&B sounds great.
Stevie pushed me while we were playing hip-hop today.
Jazz, R&B,
because those sound like sex
metal.
Things.
Jazz.
Norwegian black metal sounds good.
Death metal.
Mm-hmm.
Death metal.
I asked Tyler this question earlier. I'll ask it of you now.
I like the names like Trashcore. Stuff like
yeah.
So
yeah.
Stupid.
Cowpunk. There's like a million.
I'm really into Trashcore.
How about you're either rock
heavy
or you're
gravel.
Not?
Hey, you know what I got a problem with? Tyler's mic being fucking super hot.
Okay. We can change that a little bit.
Take him down.
How about
take
there?
Ty?
Oh, much better.
Is it super hot?
It's better. It's better.
Super hot. Super hot.
Super hot.
All right, everyone settle. Come on, guys.
See that documentary about the Eagles of death metal?
Too manic. No, it seems too soon.
Too soon.
We triumph. We already have a movie about it.
Okay, I watched the documentary. I found it interesting. Yeah, I think it's good. It's not. It's good, yeah.
It's about the Paris attack.
Yeah, but it's a little more
than
that.
What was it called?
Bataclan.
He and Josh Homme are the two gayest straight guys in a gay-guy relationship that I may have ever seen.
Wait a minute. Wait,
they're straight.
Okay,
but they're so tight.
You just said they're in a gay relationship.
You're like, for sure they're in a relationship. But they're not, though.
They're
but,
a band.
So I came in. I came into this. I know, but we are in a gay relationship.
Airtight.
You guys should turn the camera back on, and we'll do our version of Three Dog.
Yeah, but it's like a complete.
Three Dog, in parentheses,
a complete sequence.
Still alive.
Because it goes all the way full circle.
Yeah.
Because we have those big bendy dongs.
So I came in here. talking about that documentary to one of the guys in the office, and Paige, whom you know, who's
sitting Mike.
Right next door, goes,
quick question before
that guy's my next door neighbor. She goes, literally my next door neighbor.
Who is? Jesse?
The singer for Eagles of Death,
Jesse.
Death Metal.
Yes.
And she was telling me about some of the crazy drug-addled parties that they had.
I think that he's clean now.
I don't think so, because she said.
Remember when you said before the show started, like, I got to think of the things I shouldn't talk about?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this should be on the list.
I don't know. Yeah. Saying that there was a cocaine party at a rock and roller's house.
And he
that's not really a secret.
This just did. There's been a wacky
I have his phone number.
Party.
Should we text him?
This just
quick?
In.
At the
rock and roll stars have one night stands.
Remember he hooked you up. I got him to hook you up with that thing.
Yes.
He's a very good guy. I
and
like
it was
him
great.
Very much.
I was in no way, shape, or form bad-mouthing him because I enjoyed that night a lot.
Should I text him and say, is it true that you're having giant coke parties?
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry. Should I delete that out?
Nah.
It adds to the mystique.
No one listens. It's cool. That's like we don't exist.
I was very appreciative of that night. I had a wonderful time. I really did have a great night.
Yeah, it was the Tower Records reopening for the sake of the movie.
We stood right in front of the stage, watched the entire set.
That movie was boring.
Didn't see it yet. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's not boring.
You went to the premiere and you haven't seen it?
I didn't go to the premiere. I just went to the concert.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. They didn't really cover the concert in the documentary.
Same with Sound City.
What's the
we
name
just
of it
went
called?
To the concert.
What's the name of it called?
I can't remember. It's like Jew Phase or...
No, it's not Jew Phase.
Two Lows.
No.
Or C. Busca.
What
or
is happening?
Happy Madre.
It's not Jew Phase. What the hell was it called? It's like Tower Records. The
oh,
Tower
oh
Records
that one.
Yeah.
All Things Must Pass. I thought you were talking
All
about
Things
the
Must
Eagles
Pass.
Of Death Metal doc.
No. You saw that one, but not. What are we doing?
Correct. Correct, Amundo.
You did not see the one that you were in or at, but
Correct.
You saw the one from the Bataclan.
Yeah.
Which I would have been at because I went to Paris. I was actually in Paris like 2 weeks before they were there, and we were actually talking about it when he was on Loveline, and I was saying, oh, I'm going to be there 2 weeks before you guys are there. And he's like, oh, that sucks, because we would have had a good time. You would have come to the show. And I'm like, I absolutely would.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
And Jillian's like, yeah, and you'd probably be dead because you're an idiot. You'd be up front, and I'd probably be in the back against the back wall watching everything.
Cut to you're standing over Jillian's bullet-riddled body going, you were wrong, honey.
Got a quick question.
Except you're a big fan of Terrorcore, so you'd be like, yeah.
Terrorcore! Yeah. This is the best Terrorcore show I've ever been to.
That's right.
Too soon.
That's a dark
69
joke.
69 people.
Jesus.
What? 69 people?
Yeah, something like that.
Is that a 69 joke?
Quick question.
No. It was not a 69 joke.
Mike, when'd your girlfriend die? When'd your girlfriend get killed?
What?
Remember that?
Oh, God, what?
I just remember him talking about that story last week.
Yeah.
It's so troubling.
Oh, God.
That was 2 weeks ago, I think.
I still haven't brought it up to him. I try to explain myself.
You need to...
How do you explain yourself? You need to buy him like a
I'm going
to
explain
car.
To him. We were having a conversation about the year 2016 and how many people died, and then you happened to walk by, and I threw you into the mix without explaining
you
that
know what we can do?
My sister also died, and dozens and dozens of other people that we all liked.
We can set it up. This is very Seinfeld-esque, so you won't get it because you've never seen an episode, but we could set it up so
I've
that we're in the same like area, like maybe downstairs in the lab, like in between sets, where he is and you are, and then I can yell over like real quickly, hey, Mike, when's your sister die again? Like all casual. And you'd be like, ah, it was like, and then you give me the date, right?
And then we'll both look at him.
And we'll be like, yeah, that's just how this crew rolls. We're just real like, you know, cash with the deaths.
Yeah. We're cash with the death.
That probably wouldn't work.
No. But yeah. I should just send him a text and explain it.
Death cab for
Death cash.
Tell him it's been on my mind for
death cash.
A month.
Death cab. So what's going on? You said very eventful week, Mike. How about you?
A lot of stuff.
Amazon. I went to the Grammys.
You went to what?
Oh, so yeah, you guys got stuff to talk about. Let's hear about it.
The Grammys.
The music's biggest night. Only
biggest.
CBS.
It's very dinosaur. Very old. No one cares. All the hot young talent decided to boycott because it's old fossil bullshit.
First thing I want to ask you is how many hours were you there?
I was there Saturday from 9 to 6.
I am bored.
I was there Sunday from 9:30 to midnight.
Still bored.
Was it enjoyable?
I'm Anderson. Someone's telling words that aren't coming out of my mouth. I'm bored.
I am bored.
Was it enjoyable?
You're talking about hours that you were there? That's kind of dumb.
No, I'm curious like how long your day was. I didn't know if you just showed up and... You know,
just showed up, dick out, walked
the
red carpet.
What was your role?
How'd your phone battery last?
Anyone kick you out?
No one kicked me. I did get yelled at one point.
Yes, I would assume
so. A couple times, actually.
Because you don't look official. You look goofy, and you look like you don't belong there.
But were you wearing a tuxedo?
I was wearing a suit the second day.
Okay.
First day is probably when he got fucked with, right? Like, what's this jackass doing? Kid looks like he's from Kansas. He's trying to see Rihanna up close. Get out. You don't belong.
Oh, that's not Rihanna up close.
She's tall as fuck, huh?
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Is she super hot?
She's a very pretty lady.
It's weird because like she walks around and it's like she has these minions that just kind of like orbit around her.
She's like roll joints for her 24/7.
Rock and roll joints.
Yeah, I was just doing all. I was just. Doing
I like her.
A shit ton of social media stuff for Late Late Show since James.
But
was
how did your phone battery last? I guess we should have had this conversation before the show.
It's not an interesting question.
I brought a charger thing with me. Like
did you have to go to the bathroom earlier in the day?
I peed a couple times.
Yeah,
a couple times.
Did you get to use private bathrooms?
Yeah.
Did you watch the show?
I only got to see the Bruno Mars Prince tribute.
I did not like that. I did not like seeing pretty Prince up there. Because my brain at first, I'm like, oh, look, it's Prince is dead. What? Why is he all pretty? What?
Oh, that'd be weird if he came out exactly
what do you mean, why
like
is he
Prince?
Pretty? Prince was like the prettiest man. What are you talking about?
Bruno Mars got like a prettier man. Look. He's like, I got like a prettier, cute boy.
What?
Like,
isn't
it
weird?
Prince
yeah.
literally looked like a woman.
Literally a woman I would never want to like touch. Bruno.
Well,
though.
What if you were on an
Give
island?
Me a little Bruno, you know what I'm saying?
What about Rihanna?
Did you get a chance to play a little hip hop with Rihanna? Maybe like a little quick game of hip hop?
No, but
a little roll of hay. Did you get a roll of hay?
Very pregnant Beyonce walked 2 inches.
Did
from
she
me.
Float? Oh, by or did she?
You could have been
walk?
On the news.
Might have,
if you
might as well
upper,
been because it was dead quiet good... in there. Because I was under the stage where all the writers were.
Mm.
If you'd have karate chopped her belly, you would be on the news.
It's absolutely true.
You could have gone, hi-ya!
That would...
And then Jay-Z drops his cigar
scary?
Out of his mouth. And
it's just like his mouth's hanging open. Like, what just happened? Mm-hmm. That is so scary. Like, if I was that level of fame, I would constantly, pregnant and vulnerable, I'd constantly be worried about people just trying to take a pop shot. Right?
Yeah. Tara works out in a gym and several days.
Is it Total Woman?
Several days in a row.
Or not. Is it that?
You'll know it's not.
Okay.
Because several days in a row, she got stuck on a treadmill. Not stuck, but was on a treadmill next to Kanye West. And I was like, why is he going to the gym?
Yeah, you know what? I saw TMZ.
He's trying to look his Kanye best.
I think he's going to 24-hour fitness.
No.
Yeah. L.A.
Equinox.
Oh, no, not the clip I saw on TMZ. He was just like some like
maybe he's going to multiple gyms.
Yeah, well, I'm L.A. where Kanye was got working out. It's a pretty good TMZ guy.
It wasn't bad. I'm a lawyer.
She said it's uncomfortable because there's TVs on and they're showing Trump, and all she can think about is this guy flew to meet with Trump.
So Tara is unhealthily obsessed with Trump.
Yeah.
Why did I just say it like I was Casey Kasem?
Yeah.
It needs to stop, right?
Like, she's young. Too she's much smart. Focusing. She's surrounded by other women who are socially active. So it's a big part of her life.
We rebel against it. We make satirical art and songs and lash out and hope for the best, embrace for the worst, and then we get through it and we move on with our fucking lives. You can't let it take over your life unless it's impacting you personally. And so
far, I don't
know
what you expect me to say about this, because it's very difficult for me not to let it take over my life. Let
I don't
alone
think
her.
Has she had to have an abortion? I mean, has she not been able to abort a child yet? Has she not been able to go to work?
You can't pinpoint the problems with this whole thing by saying stuff like that.
So honestly, Mike, let's just take Tara for example. And I wish she was here. But since Trumpy has got in office, right? And that's my little rebellion, as I call him Trumpy. Okay. No respect there. No Trumpy. No President Trumpy. It's just Trumpy. Has her life, other than if she didn't have knowledge of who was living in that big house they call the White House,
you're correct about that.
So
however, what's coming down the pike, he's only been in office a couple of weeks, but what's coming down the trail, what's heading down the tracks, what's coming down the flagpole.
Well, then there's...
Let's not talk about him.
Yeah.
Coming down the flagpole. I did have a terribly embarrassing moment at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Afterwards, so I got a little ticket to the after party.
Mm-hmm. Where at?
Well, it's only the most exclusive after party at the convention center, immediately next to the Staples Center.
Okay.
Sick. That's probably the nerdy one, right?
It's not the cool one.
Oh, well, you know what? I was supposed to go to that. Max was really pushing.
Max.
Because I used to go to the Grammys every year.
Dude backstage.
Yeah?
And he got yelled at by
cool?
security guard because he was like taking photos of some celebrity, bro.
And how do you handle it? Max is the guy that greenlit the show. He's my old boss and my old co-producer. We both came up in radio
security
together.
Guy
Max
just came
awesome.
Up and was like, dude, I cannot have you taking photos of the talent back here. Like, he's like, yeah, no worries, dude. Like, cool, man.
Everything just
That's
slide
so
right
weird.
Off his
I
back.
Just had a conversation about Max for some reason.
He's
I
the
can't
best.
Think of the situation I was in.
He's the best. I love Max. Yeah, Max could get screamed at by somebody, like a real deal, like somebody important, and Max would be like, it's all cool, I understand, man, it's good, no worries. At the end of the day, in a perfect world, and he just walks away. All right,
a bunch of the writers were supposed to go, who had been hanging out with under the stage, which was like sitting in a subwoofer, because we were directly under.
You were under the stage?
Yes.
You're like trolls.
Like trolls, and it was like being in a submarine, because the clearance was about 6 feet, so I was like crunched down the entire time. I was in the area, if anyone
you
watched,
wish submarines
for people
that
watch the
clearance.
Grammys, like when they cut to like Adele kind of waiting in that weird like side room, and then she walked back out on stairs to get her like third Grammy in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I was directly like the end of that hallway. I could see her from like about 15 feet away.
And you didn't take a picture?
No, I was taking photos with like James and stuff.
Oh.
Max
was getting busted, and you were just standing there with your
camera.
I
was allowed
in
to be down there doing what I was doing.
You have a little badge?
Max was being a bad boy.
Do you have a badge?
Yeah, I had a badge.
Max didn't have the badge?
He didn't have the
you
one
had
I had.
You had a badge that was higher than Max's
I
badge?
Go,
oh! What?
I could have gone into
What's
any
happened?
Talent dressing room.
Why didn't you tackle Adele on stage? You could have been on the news.
Yeah, why didn't you do that?
Man who kicks Beyonce in the pregnant stomach
dragged
to
away,
also
dragged
tackled
away,
Adele.
Dragged away screaming, I finally have something to talk about on the After Disaster.
After Disaster, iTunes, it's available.
Tyler, you really let Mike and I down.
What?
You had an opportunity.
You did.
I'm sorry. Well, maybe this will slightly make up for it.
Okay.
So I'm texting the writers. I'm like, oh, have you guys headed over to the party yet? And they're like, oh, we took off. There's a really insane line to get in. But it's like 9 o'clock. I Ubered down to the Staples Center. I don't have a car, so I was planning on getting drunk. I'm not going to take a sober Uber ride
home. Getting drunk at work?
Yeah, who wants to do that?
After the show.
The Grammys wasn't at the Staples Center?
Oh, my God.
It was at Staples Center. The after party was at the giant convention center next door.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to go check out this line. And I check out the line. It's a long...
Line of Coke?
Long-ass line. Like when you're waiting for Space Mountain on a hot summer day. Hour-long lines.
That's not fun. That's not cool.
Not fun.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to fucking do it. I was like, I have to see what is inside this party. Because I'd been in the same place for the Emmys party.
It's tickets, right? You have to have tickets.
Yeah, you get these big like embossed tickets and it feels like Willy Wonka and shit.
Jillian and I really wanted to go a few years ago as well. I didn't even know about the line. And Jillian, even not knowing about a line, she was like, we shouldn't do that. She'd go straight home. I'm like, all right.
So,
love you, honey.
Wait in the line. Texting Lauren.
Were you by yourself?
By myself.
Making friends in line?
Nope. No, just texting Lauren and doing Snapchats. Finally, after like 30 minutes, get to the metal detectors.
Uh-huh.
As I'm walking up to them, like four people walk past me wearing the badges that I'm
wearing.
Because they got to skip the entire line. Right. I was like, what That's the hell am I doing?
Time.
Worst.
Idiot.
Time with
the
worst.
You're a man of the people.
Idiot.
Good job.
Yes.
So yeah,
that sounds like something I do every single time.
Yeah, I've done that a number of times.
I get inside. And
the more drinks you have, though, the farther you test it, like to see how close can I get to the stage. And like you have to have a bunch of drinks, though, to actually have the balls to try it. So,
after waiting in line for 40 minutes, I didn't need to wait in. I could have just gone straight to the front. I get inside, and now I'm the guy who's walking around. I walk in the door, and it was like walking into Willy Wonka's...
bathroom?
No, the place where he takes the teacup flower off the tree and like bites it, you know, sips it and then bites it.
The chocolate river.
It looked like
warehouse.
That inside.
There's a lot of teacups on the wall.
No, it looked it was like a Willy Alice Wonka in Wonderland, theme. Willy Wonka sort of like fairy...
I would have liked to have seen that.
Shire.
Did you take any pictures
vibe.
Of it?
Yeah, I took Snapchats.
Did it look like a fries without inventory?
No, but it kind of had a fries...
like an airplane hangar with balloons.
No.
And teacups, apparently. There's teacups.
No,
teacups.
Looked like Alice... Like, it looked like you were in the Alice in Wonderland ride.
Was that
did
the
you taste
theme?
The teacup?
I don't know what the theme was, because there was women dressed up in giant peacock outfits.
What?
Yeah, like, this one woman was dancing on a raised stage, and she had like, when a peacock's feathers are all completely extended.
Yeah. It's called plumage.
Plumage was out, and they were probably, I don't know, 10, 15 feet tall feathers all spread around her.
I think they flew her in from Vegas?
Yeah, so they were fake. It wasn't a real peacock.
She was cross-dressing.
Then there was another
those
woman.
Peacocks are males.
There was a woman dressed a butterfly, and her wings had to have been 20 feet. And then a guy was dancing behind her.
You know, 20 feet is two stories, right?
Yeah, you're talking 20 feet real? For real?
Okay, 12 feet.
This room is like 14 feet.
Mm. Would her wings fit in this room? Like, if we wanted to have her on
the guest
right now.
They would be touching the ceiling.
That's 8.
It's not 8.
7?
10.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Mike's pointing to the ceiling. I don't know. What's the standard ceiling? It's like
8?
10, right?
8 or 10.
No, 8.
Maybe 9, because you have to have, like, the insulation.
8.5. I'll meet you. We'll agree to disagree. Two guys that don't know anything about construction or building.
Well, I'm thinking basketball.
Ceilings are 8 feet.
I don't think I can jump up and touch a basketball hoop, but I can jump up.
Is that more than 2 feet?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll give you 8 feet.
This one might be a little bigger. This is an office, though. This isn't a regular house.
Her wings wouldn't fit in here, probably. Right. Are they up on like pedestals?
They're standing on these like runways, like a dance club where they have, you know, whatever.
What's the lighting like? Is it like all bright?
What's
like,
the music?
No.
Is there real music or
is it
just being pumped
in? Gavin DeGraw was performing up on stage for everyone, which is I feel sad for the call that he got. It was like, do you want to perform at the Grammys
after party?
That's where everyone's like having a good time, right?
Yeah, but it's none of the. It's no label people. It's no. It's these are just like
for
people
the
that
social
got
media
to go.
Guy from the Late Show,
Gavin. Gavin.
There's no one cool there.
Gavin DeGraw, is he like a
I don't want to be anything other than
that doesn't help.
Trying to be
lay.
So it's Western kind of country vibe from American Idol
with a whiny voice.
Not
American
country.
Idol,
but it's very American Idol.
Okay.
So he performed for a little while. There was
you can tell
bars
by his voice that he didn't pay his dues.
Everywhere, endless free booze.
That seems like a liability waiting to happen.
Free food endless. Everywhere.
What kind of food?
What kind of food? We already know the teacups.
Tacos?
Were the teacups like made of sugar?
No, there were no teacups.
What about the chocolate river?
I said it was like
any,
scene.
Any fat
in
kids
Willy Wonka.
Fall in the chocolate river?
That did happen.
Did Veruca get upset?
No.
Did he keep the everlasting gobstopper at the end of the party?
You get nothing!
All right.
The sliders were not good, but the chimichurri skewers were quite delicious. As well as the yucca fries with banana ketchup. I swear to God, that's a real thing.
You make any banana ketchup?
Banana ketchup with yucca root fries.
Who'd you see at the party? Star
like a Jamaican theme?
There was no stars.
Gavin was there.
Gavin DeGraw was there.
But why would they have a party if there's no stars there?
That's what I'm saying. It's not the real party. It's a party where they put people in line.
Where was the real
party? So they're like, everyone's looking over there while pregnant Beyonce and... And Kanye.
Like the real parties are like the label parties. Like
somewhere
Sony
in the Hollywood Hills, yeah. Kanye was pacing back and forth, bitching about Adele winning too many awards, and Tyler was not at that party.
Right. I'm at the one where everyone who like is a label exec, they give like tickets to their team. Go have fun at this other party.
How come the
Which
Grammys?
Is great. It's a great party.
Yeah, it's so much different than the Oscars because the Oscars, everybody hops right over to the Governor's Ball. Everybody goes, then they split off into their own little things.
What is this? This is like his subtle way of saying he knows how the Oscars.
No, I'm just saying, well, like the why is, you know how at the Oscars,
the Staples,
everybody goes next door to the Governor's Ball,
Staples,
and
is
then
huge.
They go to the
Wait,
personal
next door,
parties.
But the Oscars move around.
Yeah, but they have that tent set up, and that's like where you go.
Well, consider the Governor's Ball, and you can just
like
direct
where Wolfgang
it wherever,
Puck is cooking and stuff, and every but you win your Oscar, you go straight in there, and then everybody goes in there after. It's the first place you stop. And that's where you do your press and stuff. Mm-hmm. Then you go to like
I think it's because
Spago
it's much
or something.
Smaller. At Staples, there was like 16,000 people there. Obviously, not all of them went to the party, but like
8,000
people
like
got
the
like
Shrine
party tickets
or the Kodak Theater. Yeah. What is that? Like maybe 3,000.
Yeah. Like the Emmys something thing like that. I won an Emmy at. Like it was a full dinner. Like you went in there. Mm-hmm. It was a dinner. They would take care of you, have a party, whatever.
Take care of you.
Yeah.
If
you
HJ,
know, if you know what I mean. Yeah. HJ, right. BJ's, TJ's.
What's TJ? Tyler?
What?
TJ.
I'm bringing some X-rated flavor to the show.
I thought like TJ's involved like animals.
TJ.
TJ.
What?
TJ.
What animal?
Tijuana. Donkeys and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
You're yelling at me?
I thought it involved feces and donkeys.
And ping pong balls.
Don't bring up titty jobs. I'm thinking about donkeys fucking people.
Oh, that's what TJ's are, titty jobs?
I don't like titty jobs.
I don't either. You could just use your palms and tell me they're your tits, and I close my eyes.
Palms?
This is good.
Hard palms.
You know what's funny
palms
about this conversation?
Palms sounds like someone that doesn't have fingers, just like trying to start a fire with your dick.
Do you realize, wouldn't you think that everything's been the same in the mind of the female and the mind of the man for a long, long time, thousands of years possibly?
Everything.
But just in our lives, pornography has gone to feature-length films to just clips on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Well, it's cutting to the chase. I mean, it's
that's what I mean. But you don't think anyone could have thought of this?
It's
in
people
the
like 70s? Tipping dipping their toes into the water. Like, you know what would be great is if we actually showed fornication. But we can't just show like 30 seconds of like a woman having her face ruined by the fluids. We got to build a story around it. You know, like
we
got to
show on a TJ.
Ease in.
Yeah.
And they still make those a bit.
They do?
Apparently. Yeah, but you don't see them because they just pull the money shots.
Yeah, I guess you're probably
and
right.
Put them on the.
That just seems insane to me going, oh, we're going to make a porno and it's going to be
porno.
An hour and a half long.
Say porn or pornography.
Hey, we made a porno.
Oh, how about this?
They got like that one that was like Pirates. It's like the most expensive porn
I bought
ever made.
It. I bought it.
I have a signed copy of it. I wonder if that's worth money.
Probably not, but I bought it, and here's
thanks
the,
for
here's,
crushing
here's my problem
dreams
with that porno.
Of getting money for Gruber's. Thanks.
First of all, I don't care how much a porno costs. In fact, I'd rather have one that's less money. Okay, but I bought that when it first came out, and
why?
It was $60.
Is it any good?
I sent it to a friend in New York because he was writing a script about a porn, and he wanted to see it, and I said I bought it because I thought it was... No, it's terrible, and all the girls are covered in tats and have giant fake breasts, mm-hmm. and that's exactly...
Well, that's because it's like professional porn, which
like,
that
I like
all
girls
looks like that.
In real life covered in tats, but not the fake boobs. And it was the epitome of bleach blonde, tramp stamp, fake, giant fake boobs that are were poorly sculpted.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson's guy must have done them.
What? Why yeah, Michael Jackson's
fucked
guy?
Up Michael Jackson's nose
oh,
so
I,
much
the,
to
the,
such a...
His sculptor.
Okay,
his sculptor.
Okay, I'm being very serious about this. You know how we learn as humans? And I'm sorry I even started this topic because without thinking it through.
It's fine. I still haven't told you the embarrassing thing that happened.
I know. I'm waiting.
Nowadays,
we'll get to it. Hold on.
A lot of people masturbate.
What?
In front of their computers.
No, very few.
So do you think there's any chance that you could walk like into the Apple store and that will be like a trigger for like an erection
What? Apple Store. Oh, because like you see a computer, yeah. a machine.
Yeah.
Like the beat-off machine. There's my
girl. There's my unibody aluminum girl right there. Huh?
Maybe. A whole bunch of them. You're really, really like at the age where the wind will blow. And
that's what I'm
saying.
Like you're so used to having a warm laptop on your knees.
A what? Laptop.
Warm. And that's the only way that you can get an erection.
Yeah. I bet that there are some people that go in there and they feel guilty. What's weird, a comic said it a while ago, and I can't remember, and it was a long time ago, but I have no idea who the comic was, but I remember talking about how it's very odd that he teaches his child things on the same machine that he beats off. During the day, we use this for lessons, and at night, I use it for naughty time. Mm. All right, Tyler, so I got a question about the Grammy party.
Let's just clear this up. So you did not karate chop Beyonce in the belly.
Any selfies with an Oompa Loompa?
No selfies with an Oompa Loompa.
Did you get any of the teacups to go?
No, I did not get any teacups to go. Although I could have because I was carrying my backpack around with me, which was a good look.
What?
A suit.
Both shoulders or just slung over the one?
You don't do the slung over the one. That's not cool anymore.
You do both
white
shoulders?
White and nerdy.
Yeah.
What? You're wearing a full suit with both
a backpack.
Where was I going to leave my backpack?
Both Why straps. Did you bring a backpack right. to the Grammys?
I don't know, Mike. I needed a computer. I needed two backup chargers. I had to carry my Snapchat spectacles. I had
you
to
don't
carry,
have
carry my phone. I had to bring the computer charger.
It's called
an extension
briefcase.
Cord.
It's called a sweet satchel that goes over one shoulder.
No.
Why didn't you just bring a person with you to hold all that
Dude,
stuff?
Dude, you get the handcuff around the briefcase, and you're that guy.
Yes, go
you're the cool
briefcase
guy.
Briefcase with the handcuff.
Now no one's asking, like, why is that dude with the backpack and the suit by himself? They're like, who is that cool guy with the suit and the briefcase and the bracelet?
And then when you pull out those Snapchat glasses.
Yeah.
Remember those porns with that guy, and his name was Mike, I think? And he puts on the glasses.
Yes,
it's supposed to be him just having
you,
sex with random.
You told me about it. Yes,
porn is the most acid. I get mad at movies like I just saw John Wick and it's like way over the top and ridiculous and it's just too hard to fucking even just handle.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah, they're both like that. I don't understand the allure, but you know they ask you to suspend belief.
Yeah.
Some of these porns, Tyler, you want to know? But they really ask you to suspend belief.
Every porn asks you to suspend belief. Everyone. Like, that's not really the father
like
the
casting
of
casting couches one?
Well, you look at him and you're like, that's not really someone's dad, and she's not really a babysitter, and
There's
he doesn't really have to drive her home.
Of this casting couch, and it's this weirdo,
know,
like, 50-year-old man who's, like, really ripped, but he's got, like, that 50-year-old man ripped body.
Yeah.
And, like, it opens up with, like,
hey,
I'm doing casting calls for pornography. And it's all just it's text on the screen, Tyler. And it's like, here's the thing, though. There is no job.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets you off is okay. I'm
These
in.
Girls are being tricked.
I'm in. There is no porno job. Yes,
he's just fucking them for the sake of me, and then he blurs out his own face, and he has them like hold the camera. It's so degrading.
I know we don't
want to
make this the masturbatorium. Okay. How about this? I've always this ties into many.
I
got to
interrupt, Mike. I got to interrupt. You give me so much shit about going on the phone. Got on my left over here. He's like hog wild.
I know. What are you doing?
For the last 20 minutes.
Pulling up things to look at from the story I'm trying to tell you. Fucking dickholes.
All right.
Okay. Many, many times on Loveline.
Welcome
you,
to
you that's got
right,
calls.
I'm Anderson. There's Mike. There's Tyler.
Right.
Many times you got calls World from girls. Like it was probably one of the most predominant calls.
Mm.
My boyfriend masturbates to porn. Should I be upset? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the response is always, absolutely not. It's completely normal. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
I always felt that way
right?
until now.
Till the second?
Because realistically, if you're sitting in front of a screen masturbating to what's on that screen, in reality, you want to be doing what's on that screen with that person. And that you're it's a big ruse telling your girlfriend that, it's just masturbating. It's just it means nothing because it absolutely means something because by and large, you would jump into that screen if you could. Because there's no way you're whipping out your penis and...
This is where we need Drew here.
TCB
Drew
lightning bolting to some girl. Especially one of those ones that tugs at your heartstrings.
TCB lightning
bolting? You're talking from your own...
Yeah.
Your own self here. A lot of the time, it's just convenient.
There's no way you're sitting in front of your computer with your dick in your hand going, I can't wait till my wife comes home.
Yeah, you are.
No, okay, that's a bad example because you got to eat. But
what
I'm saying is, no.
That's a good joke, Mike. You could go do a quick five. That's good.
You should do a quick five.
I'll be right back, you guys. We're going to do a quick three downstairs.
Okay, not that we are not comedians and we shouldn't do this, but that's a good idea for a podcast where they do it up above a comedy store show.
Like mm-hmm. what we're doing.
Right what now. We're doing right now. And then when they come up with a bit that happens right there on the show, they run down immediately and they try it out.
A dumb waiter. Well, like a human-sized dumbwaiter, and you can just go up and down whenever you want.
Just interrupt the
I'm going to go try it, guys. I'm going to go try it.
Yeah. And then you give it a shot. Up and yeah. you find out if it was good or not.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Masturbating is the only thing of its kind.
God, we got back on topic.
Because there's no way to pacify your hunger. There's no way to get the
yeah,
same satisfaction.
Coffee.
Okay, but there's no way to... The satisfaction you get from eating a brownie. There's no way to get that same amount of satisfaction and not eat a brownie.
If you could eat your hand,
you can't go. Yeah, it's not the same amount of satisfaction.
I mean, you can.
You can't go. I am craving ice cream right now.
You could be angry and like need to like you know like channel some of your hostility. At least I'm talking for myself, and I could like watch a movie where like some guy gets revenge, and it's satisfying.
Do a poopy.
Sometimes poopies. Sometimes I walk out of a movie and I feel like, all right, I'm not so tense anymore. I'm not angry. I got to like, you know, kind of release some of that through the film.
Yeah, but you can't just make yourself a movie.
No, you can go sit and watch it.
He's saying like if you were just a man in a room, like a completely sterile room, and you're just a naked
porn
man.
On
the only like the only thing that you can it's like the only thing you could do to yourself.
Do it yourself, yes.
Of like a desire that you have, and then you can actually do it with just the things that you have.
Meditation, probably in a lot of ways, right? But I hear what you're saying. And you know what? Masturbation, they say it's like natural and all. You know, this whole. I grew up in an era.
God, I hope it's not unnatural.
Michael, that where like it was shameful and yeah. like no one admitted to doing it.
Of
and,
course
like,
not.
You know, there's a whole generation. I don't think a lot of the younger
people.
I'm with
you on that one.
Don't realize that like, you know, you grow up feeling like you're kind of weird. Like, oh, God, I do this. No one else does it, apparently.
I think it's still pretty prevalent.
Everyone kind of talks about it now. I can tell you from going to like working at camp and stuff. It's like it's kind of out in the open. Like I do it, but I'm not going to do it in here, and I'll do it in the shower.
I gotta
kids
say,
talk about it a
of
lot
all
more openly.
The things that people do on a regular basis.
I think because porn is so prevalent and everywhere, like on everyone's fucking device now and in their pocket.
They don't
right?
have to find it in the forest.
It would be be the most
forest.
Embarrassing thing to
forest
get caught.
Forest porn. We've talked about this a million times.
Doing.
No, I think you know.
It's rare to look good masturbating.
Probably not.
You're doing,
like I'll
you're
do
doing
this.
It wrong.
I'll do this where I'm talking to somebody I like.
Now, okay, first of all,
you'll do
I need
it while
to correct
you're talking
what I
to
said.
Somebody?
Wait, you'll masturbate while you're talking
no,
to somebody?
No, I'll be talking to like somebody I like. Like it's always dudes, never girls. Mm-hmm. And it'll be like an older man, like a man in power or something, yeah. like, you know, dressed up nice. And I just think, this guy's like, you know, sure, he looks good in the professional world and everything. And like right now, he's got the power in the upper hand. But I know that he probably goes home. He takes off that sports coat and I get on buttons.
No worries, dude.
I imagine what he looks
puts
like.
Puts on his femme suit.
Like I did there's that show on GSN, The Chase. Mm-hmm. You ever watch The Chase with the big giant dude?
Don't like that guy.
I like him a lot. He's
what's the
he's
chase?
Funny.
I've
it's,
never
it's
heard
like
of
he's
it.
A genius. He's really good at trivia and like you know teams of three have to like beat
it's
him.
A game show.
To explain it. It's very
it's a game show.
But he's got like all the power in the world, right? And he wears a suit every episode.
Right there,
black
that
suit,
says it all.
Black white suit, and he probably weighs 350, maybe 400 pounds. They call him the Beast. And I just imagine that guy like. When he goes home and he's not doing the 4-block show on GSN that week, and or when he is and he gets home, and I'm sure that
sitting at his workstation,
picture him with like a wife beater, and, you know, eating like
he beasts his meat,
frozen pizza. And,
I wish I wouldn't
like,
have said
what are we look at today.
That embarrassing part about it, because I just think of myself if somebody were to watch me and I wasn't aware.
I thought
that
of you
watched.
Doing it whenever I go over your house. I think this is where Mike does it as I sit on your couch.
I don't do it on the couch at all.
He does it in the kitchen, into his oven that he's never turned on.
No. He doesn't.
Don't
worry.
You're
collected in the oven?
You're pretty safe.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm sure if I know Mike, it's always in the exact same place.
Yeah.
In the garage.
There is no garage.
No, the downstairs, the carport.
But people say, you know, it's natural, and that's kind of especially nowadays because, you know, you and I grew up, Mike, with that era of, like, the shamefulness.
Mm-hmm.
However... I think we're pretty much the only animals that do it, with the exception of monkeys, and monkeys do it when they're in captivity. They don't do it in the wild.
Dolphins do it.
They do it when they're in captivity. So that
I didn't
says,
know that. I thought they just did it.
They do it in cages to
are
sell
you,
food.
Are you going on the record right now that only humans and monkeys masturbate?
For the most part, yes.
Turtles can't reach. That's for damn sure. Son. Just thought I'd throw that in. It's the new me.
So that makes you...
Yeah, it's weird.
And so, the older you get, the less it's really important. Like, there's times in your life where like it has to happen every day. It's like
I hope you jacked the time like going to sleep. Of your life.
But now that I said it's the most embarrassing thing that could possibly happen if someone were to accident or sneak a video camera and videotape me masturbating.
Another lotion.
It's one of the most beautiful things to see when a woman.
What?
Don't you agree?
What's it called? Beautiful agony.
You gotta do the thing.
There's some kind of photographer or someone who just takes pictures of women doing that, like close-up shots of their face. I find it uncomfortable and unsettling. But yes, there are.
What is it about a woman's pleasure that makes you so uncomfortable?
It's too empowering to the female species.
Let's dive into this.
Female species.
You know, monkeys and women are the only two creatures that masturbate in captivity.
I feel like there's something very offensive there if we were to unravel that. All right. Back to your
so this is one teacups. Of the this is one of these square bars that had so a bar all the way on.
You realize
four sides.
This is an audio podcast.
Yes, I think the people at home know what a square is.
Bar
square bar, and in the middle of it is this large tree made out of aluminum that just dancers were climbing like Cirque du Soleil.
I would think that that was like
that's pretty rad.
A
Holy
foot
shit.
High, and then you see a person in it, and you realize that it's
that's pretty great.
That's higher than 8 feet.
Oh, is it really that tall? Hell yeah, it is.
There's...
They like, spent a lot of money on it. Where'd the money come from?
I have no idea. Yeah, it was sponsored by Absolute, so I'm guessing Absolute gave a lot of money to this shit.
Was it a write-off?
Probably.
Were they serving free Absolute?
Yes, there's
free everything.
It's free everything.
Why would they serve other brands if Absolute paid for it all?
Well, at the Absolute booth, it was just like special Absolute drinks. What's funny was the invite said like black tie on it, and I saw
a question mark behind
saw this one guy just wearing imagine a cholo out at the like county fair.
Pejorative.
What?
It's pejorative.
Okay.
I know plenty of cholos that would happily refer to themselves as cholos.
Oh, would you really?
We're going to the Grammy party.
Pretty much.
All right. So cholo. Picture a cholo.
Yeah, he was wearing those like white flannel shorts.
White beaters. Yes. Oh. Yes.
And like a big like Famous Stars and Straps t-shirt.
Like basketball shorts.
And then like a King's flat bill hat. And
right.
He was just cruising around the party. Ugh.
Like no one's going to tell that guy to leave.
Right.
Right.
Did they?
Everyone told him. No. No one told him.
You should have squirted ketchup on him by accident.
Here's a raccoon person crawling around on
Oh, that's pretty great.
What is the point?
I don't know.
Entertainment.
It was just weird shit going on.
Were there any news outlets that are covering any of this?
No.
It's weird. It's one of those things where it's kind of like corporate, but it's not because, like, where's the benefit?
How do you feel about corporates?
Oh, I love them. That's my favorite thing. How do I feel
about... See, there's people doing aerial acrobatics in the
from
middle.
The Disney movie?
I feel like we should not be watching these things, but where can people find these, Tyler?
I'm just searching...
Your Instagram? Maybe?
No, I'm just on Instagram looking at photos taken at the LA Convention Center. Because all my stories are on Snapchat and they're gone.
You know,
they're gone.
You're
24 hours.
You guys are both super familiar that
corporate
gigs can encompass all aspects of the entertainment business on every level. Like someone's company.
That sentence just made me die.
No, but you know what I mean. I'm not just talking about like
we're
the
all
Seinfelds,
aware of corporate
and
dividends
Leno's,
and benefits that they bring to
no,
their shareholders.
But you're aware of the fact that people have. Small parties for 50 or 60 people and the Rolling Stones play, right?
Yes.
And so, and someone, some corporation has had a party and had the entire cast of Hamilton come and sing song. You know, it never ends, but it just crossed my mind. Do I find that repulsive or is that cool? Because I got a feeling it's not cool. Like when you're just a dancing monkey for some corporation.
You know, monkeys are the only other creatures that masturbate
that dance
at
alone.
Corporate parties.
But doesn't it seem like that? Like the whole point of it is the give and take between the person on stage and the audience, the fans in the audience. And
every gig is a paid gig.
I know, but the satisfaction and the vibe of the room, if you're in a club watching a band and everyone's there to see a band, and versus, you know, the Facebook Christmas party and Bruce Springsteen's playing because they gave him $1 million and there's 200 people there.
Maybe we were born.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doesn't one seem gross?
Yeah, and I think that they usually admit that it's gross, but the people that are there, those 200 people, feel super special, and that's why it's all worth it.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. We do some of those things here and where they buy out the place, and there's like 30 or 40 executives, and they bring in huge acts.
And they pay them lots of money.
They pay them full price.
Right.
And it's insane. And they redecorate the room, and they decorate the parking lot, and they bring in their own valet guys, and it's just they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for like a 30-minute show.
And I bet it's great if you have that perk and fringe benefit.
The lack of appreciation though is
fringe benefits.
Well, yeah. It's like any. I don't know. You know, if there's any entertainment value to this, and I think that most people, especially the people that listen, that kind of share our philosophy on the bitter side of life. But like the biggest sporting events of the year, Super Bowl, arguably the any All-Star of any sport, like you go to those games and it's just soul-sucking. Like all the fans aren't there. It's all corporate fucks who don't give a shit for the most part. The bigger the game, the less enthusiasm
That's just so weird. That's just because I never thought about the corporate gigs. I always thought they were cool.
Really?
Well, I always thought I went to one that no doubt played out, and there couldn't have been more than 30 people. And the only reason I got invited was because there was no one there.
And if you think no doubt, their sound guy is like,
get over here right now and bring whoever you want. And I brought a bunch of people from the improv, and it was one of the greatest nights. But I just, by and large, they played a private show for the staff of the improv.
And how did Gwen perform? Did you see her like giving it
100%?
Really?
100%. They always did.
Mm.
Yeah, 100%. I've seen that band probably 25 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Never knew you were a No Doubt guy.
Love No Doubt.
I don't get it.
My girlfriend in the 90s would drag me to UCSD, where she went to college, to watch No Doubt play out on the quad. Mm. And they did it like once a month, so I probably saw them 4 or 5 times there. I'm friends with Tom, the guitar player, because he used to work at the Irvine Improv. Mm-hmm. So then I would just go to all their gigs. I went to the record store gigs in Newport Beach and Huntington Beach.
A groupie.
I went to all their shows.
Right.
Everything. I went to the Ice House show in Santa Ana. That was the most dangerous show I've ever been to.
Really? A No Doubt show?
Literally an ice house with a brick building.
Ice house or glass house?
Ice house made for...
In Pomona?
It was an ice house made for storing ice.
In Pomona?
It was all bricks made for storing ice. It wasn't a concert venue, and it had one door.
You ever been to glass house?
And they jammed about 800 people in there with one door, one regular door.
And it was all bricks?
My goodness, yes. No Doubt.
And I brought...
Sounds like Auschwitz.
I brought my girlfriend's little sister, who was like 8. And
in Pomona.
All we thought about was, as soon as there's a fire, we all die.
That's all you thought about the entire show.
And I must have fucking lit 20 things on fire and nothing stuck.
She was just a girl.
Nothing.
Did you wear a shirt to one of their gigs saying, fuck Gavin?
No. This was before that.
Oh.
This is before No Doubt was huge.
Mm-hmm. This is just like a humble brag. Like,
No, I love that band. And I love Tom and I like Gwen. And I like all those. I like that band. I've seen their history
with Loveline, right? They didn't do the show for years and years because Corolla offended Tom.
Yeah. No, I thought it was... Was it Tom? Because he doesn't seem easily offended.
Which one's the Indian one?
Tony.
Oh, yeah. He offended Tony.
Tony...
Because they were talking, Gwen was talking about how she had a relationship with Tony. And hey, Gio, if you're listening and I get like a little minuscule fact wrong here, I apologize. But it was something along the lines
of Gio correcting our facts.
I'm anticipating the email. And Gio, I'm going to send you more stuff soon. I know that sounds like drugs, but it's not. But I'm just very busy.
As the money transfers.
They had like, because she was dating Tony for a while. And then they were talking about the relationship on Loveline. And evidently, Corolla, it was right before I started working on Loveline. Evidently, Corolla said, he's Indian. Is it 7-Eleven Indian or Feather Indian? And that upset her greatly, apparently. And the whole band, except for the drummer. What's his name?
Adrian.
He doesn't dig me. But
most people don't. That's good true. Reason.
But, hey, Ty Ty. I thought we were friends.
I thought so,
too. You were my wedding party. That's no way to...
Yeah. In of all the shows I've seen in my life, in the top three was No Doubt at the Roxy.
What was number two?
Paul McCartney.
Was number one?
Chris Whitley.
Who's Chris Whitley?
What that is. What is that?
Chris Whitley, Night of the Riots, LA Riots. I saw him at the Palace.
Mm.
I thought number one was Garrison
Roger
Keeler.
Waters, The Wall.
At the Greek.
Yeah, made you cry.
What was it?
Garrison Keeler.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't...
You've given a lot of number
one shows. I'm not talking about moving experiences.
I question your ranking.
I've cried.
We caught up with this man to find out his favorite rock and roll programs.
If you guys could see me at concerts.
And then we asked him his favorite hip-hop act, and he looked at us blankly.
I get emotional at concerts. I don't know if Tyler can relate, but I know Anderson probably can. But I do get emotional when something strikes me. And the embarrassing times are not like the emotional shows. Like Cowboy Junkies, I just started crying halfway through it. But it was a super intimate little show at Largo, and I love that band, and it was beautiful. And I was just sitting there, and I just, like, I started welling up.
Right.
The embarrassing one was Tara and I were in
Are you going to start crying now?
I don't even want to say it now. This is really embarrassing.
Yeah?
The emotional shows that I just, or bands I just worship, I get choked up.
Tyler!
But we're sitting, like, in what? The 20th row.
Yes.
Outdoor venue at the fairgrounds watching Pat Benatar, and I started getting choked up. She's like, "What's wrong with you?"
I'm
like,
"I could see that.
I just love Pat Benatar." She's like, "What's wrong with you? Seriously?"
And were you in Pomona? You were.
That's not a Pat
the County Four is in Pomona.
No, not a Pat Benatar song, though.
Yeah, but he was in.
No, I was at. I'm sorry. Did I say Pomona? I was in Costa Mesa.
God damn it!
You know that song that you're doing. Like My Shinola or whatever.
My Sharona.
Yeah. The first time I ever heard it was actually the only song that I knew of was the Dead Kennedys did a satire of that song. And that was all I knew. Like, I never actually heard the real song.
You're so cool, man.
You're like until a kid.
No, I'm
you're like
of,
a kid that
I'm,
listens to Weird Al and then hears the songs later.
Right?
And he's like, what the fuck is Waterfalls?
Right.
Right.
Hey, why are you on your fucking phone, dude? Why?
Because it's important.
What do you got? What do you got on the phone? So, Ty.
Yeah.
You went home. How'd you get home?
I'm not done. Still haven't done my embarrassing thing.
Oh, okay.
So, besides.
Okay. This is not acceptable. Was that Mike Carano? Yes, mm-hmm. I remember hearing that.
So, I quickly downed two whiskey drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had like two glasses of wine real quick. And I walked over. The coolest part about the party was across the convention hall in a smaller room, they had the jazz room where they had a full like 30-piece jazz band playing. Like,
nice.
With instructor, ooh. Like instructor with nice. Conductor.
Instructor.
Playing, he would play trumpet.
You're so
and
dumb.
Melodica,
you call him instructor.
And all
were they teaching them? Were they teaching the jazz people? It's about the notes they don't play.
No, that sounds great. That does sound good.
What's the lighting like? Is it cooler down
cool.
there?
Swanky,
what is a better
swanky,
feeling?
Lower ceiling, cooler people.
Seats,
a loungy area with like couches that I was chilling at.
Everything but smoke.
It was by
how much,
far
probably,
the better room.
Random,
how much do you love
random into
rooms
a room
of vape?
And there's a big band playing, and I don't mean super loud, I mean just playing. Like when I walk into Madonna Inn on a Saturday night and they have the big band on stage, it is the best.
I'm annoyed.
Oh, I fucking love it.
Unless it's a song I know,
love it.
I don't want
to. So our listeners. And so then I get a text from a friend who's actually going to be at the party, so I'm not going to be by myself. And they're like, we're just getting here. So I spend about 50 minutes trying to find them because I'm like, go in the jazz room. And she goes into the giant room. I'm like, oh, fuck. Take forever.
She mistook jazz room
was with
giant?
With thousands of people
and the
raccoon
guy.
And the
raccoon
guy climbing around and the endless bars. And
maybe
all
you misspoke because you had two glasses of wine and two whiskey drinks in you.
Nope. It's hard to miss the jazz room, and I was screaming, go to the jazz room. So I eventually find her and her friend sitting at one of this, you know, big event tables. And if you've ever been to a wedding, you know what kind of chairs are there. It's those,
never
like,
been.
You know, those like bamboo event chairs that everyone has.
Yeah, they're fold-ups.
So I am walking over with my glass of wine,
mm-hmm.
and I see that I'm like, hi, blah, blah, whatever. Take off my cool guy backpack. And I sling it over the back of the chair.
It's not cool, guy.
And I sit down between them. And as I'm sitting, her friend starts going, no, no, no,
oh,
no, no, no. And I have that look. I make eye contact with her. And I'm like, what's her pro? As my ass goes to where there should be a chair.
Oh!
There's not a chair.
Uh-huh.
What did you sling your backpack over?
The chair. Those
it fell over.
Those
the weight.
Those chairs weigh nothing. My backpack weighed like 40
pounds. The weight
pounds
of the nerd pack took it
down. I fall, wine everywhere.
Yeah.
Me, like, head to toe wine.
Werner Herzog walking by with a blanket.
Oh, the blanket.
Nuts again.
You bastard.
The girl, her friend, who's sitting right next to me, is wearing a all white dress.
Oh no!
Not a spot on her.
Nice,
I have
Tyler.
No idea.
That's the power of Jesus, no, right there.
Yeah,
that is the power of
happens to go to
Jesus.
Church 35 yeah. years ago.
Happens
in the
to you
church.
Or I.
How old are you?
We could sit down the exact same trajectory, everything, yeah. and she would be just splatting.
Best, yeah. better yet, the wine turned into water right before it hit me, so my suit's totally fine.
A loaf of bread turned into a bunch of fish, right?
But yeah, my white shirt definitely looked like I had been murdered from the.
Because you don't pray every day.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Had to throw the shirt away.
It's funny when we reflect on the show and think about the stuff that's gone down. And so, because one of my favorite memories is all of us going to that movie at the cemetery and you spilling your wine on Werner Herzog's blanket.
That's it's a great story. And we have it on video.
Yeah.
And we have actual proof. I think you could probably spot check
it. I just say hello.
I wasn't that drunk. I was not that drunk at that point. I was nervous as fuck. I was not drunk.
It is nice to...
my favorite blanket.
I got a little tipsy by the end of the night, but I was not drunk at that point. All right, so I was just very nervous.
I know.
Meeting Werner. Right, what are you gonna do? And I had nothing to talk to him about other than it's very rare that I bug anyone. I fucking graduated with Steven Spielberg in a class of 24. He was in our little class of 24 people. Right, there was a bunch of other people graduating.
I thought it was cool.
I was in
that
little
too.
Pocket, and I never even went over to talk to the guy. I didn't bother him. I was the only guy that didn't fucking deal. But I had to say hi to Werner.
Of course.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Werner's like, he had to say hi to me.
I wonder why we have never tried to get him on the show, because I think he would probably do it.
I don't think he would.
He
said no to The Simpsons, and then he said, well, send me a tape. I've never heard of your show. Send me a VHS tape, and I'll view it. This is recently. And he's like, let me screen it first.
Well, then why did he do... Justin Roiland's cartoon. I forgot the name of it. Sorry.
Matt, Betty and Frank?
Something like that.
Yeah. Betty and June?
Max
and Mary?
What is that cartoon that's really popular?
Harold
Tara
and Maude?
Loves it.
It's somebody and somebody, right?
Rick and Morty?
Yeah, Rick and Morty.
Oh, it's Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Werner did that.
Yeah. So you do that.
No, that's basically it. Yeah. I'm covered in wine.
You know what could have... Not that you need like any kind of like pick you up off the ground and dust you off. But you know what could have been worse mm-hmm. and what probably would have happened to me at some point is there is a chair.
Yeah.
You do sit in it.
Yeah. And it breaks.
It breaks. You can't support the heft of your girth.
Yeah.
That would make it all the worse. Yeah. Especially
or
if you have
the
a fat
chair
helmet.
Breaks and one of the legs snaps up and shoots
right in your bum's eye.
My dream.
No, in your bum.
Yeah.
My dream is that.
That
I'm in the background of someone's like selfie Snapchat video that you see me
in the background. Somebody's got the picture of me looking like a homeless person, passed out drunk homeless person at the Festival Supreme from a couple years ago.
With
remember
the hot
that?
Dog, hot with dog in here
with the hot chick. No, there's no hot dog. I was just taking a quick nap, listening to the comedic stylings, Tyler. Of Tig Notaro, mm-hmm. waiting because I was
singled me out.
Because you hate the comedic stylings.
I love comedic stylings.
You don't like that.
There's nothing more than
attractive
of a comedic nature.
Attractive girl from whatever I forget
the microphone, whatever booth
she was at. But yeah. I just woke up to someone tapping me, and I thought it was a security guard. And I look, and it's her taking a selfie like with passed out guy. And I'm like, I'm not passed out. I'm just laying here waiting.
Oh my god, that's
because I was there for like 9 hours waiting for the Antwoord.
Terrible.
Going back to the Werner wine incident, better than that moment though is the Q&A at the end when that one woman
was so good
pouring her heart out about how my son when he was one we just loved watching your Wrath of a Geary or something and he just loved it and it's his favorite movie and like just want to say thank you so much and blah 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 and Werner just goes. Yes, I doubt very much that he understood anything.
Dude, that wasn't even my favorite part. I thought you were going to talk about the
part. Would you try to hug him?
No, there was another guy or girl saying, you know, and it still makes no sense to me. I think the person was just made up any random question just so they could ask a Q&A question with Werner. But it was when Danny Boyle was really hot. He just won for Slumdog Millionaire. And he was talking about Danny Boyle in comparison to Werner Herzog as filmmakers and how there's a lot of parallels, which there's not, but and he's going on and Werner just gets tired of the question and he cuts him off. And Werner's not a dick. He does it very eloquently, but he cuts him off and he says, I'm sorry. And this is the year that Danny Boyle won Best Director at the Oscars. Yeah. He had just won like a couple months earlier. And he essentially says, I'm sorry. This person, Danny, you're talking about, I've never heard of her. So good. Like, and I don't think he did it on purpose. Like, you can't write that.
No.
I've never heard of her. He is funny. Oh, you ever seen the cartoon of him saving Joaquin Phoenix?
No, but have you seen The Grand?
He just fucking right over it. Right over it.
We've talked about it.
Okay. The Grand, like the movie from like the 30s or whatever?
No.
Oh.
The Grand Hotel.
It's a comedy. Werner's in it.
No.
Plays a character called the German.
Ever seen Jack Reacher?
No.
Yes.
He has no fingers. Werner plays a.
He has no fingers.
He has no fingers. Yeah, you know, we know.
How does he reach?
He's not Jack Reacher.
Oh,
he's the nemesis.
Nemesis Jack Palmer.
He's the antagonist. But yeah, he doesn't have fingers. He bit them off himself.
Mr. President, there's a palm threat. Nice.
Okay, like bomb, but palm.
Yeah, because the bad guy only has palms.
So what else is up, guys? What's going on?
Well, a plane hit a deer.
What?
I saw that on the newspaper tonight. I saw it on the newspaper. A plane had to make an emergency landing after it hit a deer.
A reindeer?
On the runway.
Rudolph? Well, obviously, it's not going to happen in midair, Michael.
It was taking off. Or it could be.
What do you mean?
Could have been.
What if a plane was carrying a reindeer, and then the reindeer fell out of that plane?
Yeah, what if somebody was taking their pet reindeer skydiving, and a plane hit it?
Oh, that can't happen.
You know, I was...
I don't believe in anything.
I believe in very little.
Oh.
Hey, anyone have a vintage phonograph? You know what? I've been meaning to ask you. Your dad's in the palm business.
Sure is.
Palm business.
Palm?
Pawn. You got me on palms. Have you ever come across a vintage phonograph?
Like the horn? Gramophone?
Yeah. No.
I don't need the dog that sits next to it, but I need the...
Yeah, is it a prop?
Tyler, yeah, it's like one of the main props in the movie. I'm finding them.
I know
they're expensive. I bought one for Paula Poundstone once long time ago.
Paula Poundstone.
I hate the story already so much.
91.
Kids gather around. Did I ever tell you about the time I bought a gramophone for Paula Poundstone?
It was a good one. It was muy expensivo.
What? I know it cost like $1,200, $1,500.
It was $2,500, 1991. Jesus, I paid for it out of petty cash from the improv.
Why? Out of the blue?
She wanted it.
I want one.
The owner of the club was kind of secretly in love with her, and he told me.
I love ties.
I was antique shopping with Paula.
What?
She wants this record
player.
She wears
giant ties.
That's true. Yeah,
but he honestly came into the club. And he goes, Paula saw this record player at this antique store in Ocean Beach. I want you to go buy it for her as a gift. I'll give it to her on Sunday. And he said it's like $2,400 or something. So I took $2,400 in cash out of the safe, and I went down there with my friend Dave.
What was the code?
How much money was in that safe?
What was the code?
$15,000 probably.
What was the code?
3372-21 or something like that.
It was probably yuck.
But either way, I bought this 1800s.
What? Yuck.
Like, beautiful.
A comedy joint. Okay.
Beautiful. Giant old phonograph machine.
Baha.
Beautiful. And the woman threw in a couple of 78s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's nice.
Brought it back for the improv. And
was it rock and roll photograph?
Against my friend Dave's advice, I fired it up. And it was incredible. And then I proceeded to bring one person after another in the office to show it to him. And I broke it.
How?
I was cranking it, and it just... came loose.
Oh, I can see his reaction when that happens.
And can you
see it?
I definitely didn't have $2,500 to replace it, but I just kept playing with it, and we were shaking it around.
You probably had a warranty on it, right?
It's got like a 5-year warranty, like a 100-year-old phonograph machine. But it was beautiful, and the sound that came out of it, even though it was tinty, no low end whatsoever. I threw a couple of subs on there, and that baby was kicking. No, it was beautiful, and it was much louder than you think with giant horn.
It's a major plot point or a device in the film that needs to be.
Why don't you just go to?
I'm going to get one.
A prop house.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a possibility, but in talking to Abby, my unofficial prop girl and costume designer, who's been looking into it for.
How does she feel about being unofficial?
Well, she knows that she's on official props because we're probably going to have a pro a PD, which we haven't hired yet. But she's definitely going to be costume designer, production designer. But she's working diligently. She's up in San Francisco, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But she's working hard, and she's going to come down for a lot of the production. But she alerted. I remember looking for them when I first wrote it in, and they, I was finding some for like $500. Not bad. But just now, recently, I searched, and $1,200 is the cheapest I could find that could work. So if anyone has one to use, to borrow, to use for the film, and then
I guess
deliver could, back to you.
I guess if there is actually a market for them and they're actually selling for
that
much
money.
Do you
need it to work?
You might be able to buy
it like
and
it
resell
to work,
it.
But it doesn't have to work. Yeah, and if I have to, I can buy one of these super like expensive ones and you know put it on a credit card and then hopefully sell it back for something similar. But who knows? You know, they might sit on eBay for 3 months before they sell. Maybe 6 months.
I'd be willing to bet. I missed your
I bet
the answer
listener.
To Tyler's question. Does it have to work?
It would be nice, but it doesn't have to. It'd be nice, though.
Just because of what? Why do you need it to work?
I would like to be able to make a decision. It's all about choices, Ty. And I would love to have my character, Talkie, using it the way that I have it written, where he's using it. And if it sounds great, I will use that. If not, I will come up with something. And I'll mix it
in. Post. Put it in post.
I'll do sound editing on it, bro. That's where you will actually go out and get the aftermarket sound.
Sorry, I'm just racking my brain right now, trying to think of if we have one in here, but I don't think we do, because we have that old cash register and a bunch of those old props. They're not props, but there's antiques that we used to decorate this place.
Yeah, can you just change it to a cash register?
Yeah, I'll just change it to that.
Can you change it to like an iPad? Because you can borrow my iPad.
Just change the iPad.
Change it
okay.
to an iPad.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Harmonica. I'll just change it to harmonica.
You know what? I saw a harmonica that has little horns on it.
I'll change it to a guitar. Never mind.
How
about guitar? Hold on. I've seen it now.
Do you think that Werner Herzog owns one of those?
He probably owns a few, but they're probably like on some ship that are, you know,
of course like they are.
In Poland.
He has a ship that is on autopilot just around the North Pole.
Of course they are. What do you think is the safest place to store your stuff?
I am the
one of those mountain vaults like outside of Vegas?
Premier collector of phonographs aboard an autopiloted ship.
Safest place.
Where the,
I don't know. That's
where the
good,
man
that's
with
really
the wine
question.
Cannot get to them.
I'm not going to go to
the
safest.
The
I would love. I would
he doesn't
love,
know that I spilled the wine, I don't think.
He probably
I think
know,
that he probably spilled the wine.
He looks at it in the video. He says, like, thank you. And then he, like, looks down. And he dies inside.
No, he doesn't.
The last thing he's going to think on his deathbed is...
The man with the wine.
Bring me that blanket.
Oh, that would be
me
the
my
best.
Favorite blanket to drape it upon. No. No, it's still there.
Went to my old film school today. I haven't been there
Why?
In a number of years because we're inquiring about...
Do you realize you don't know what you're doing?
We got to...
You are.
Hey, guys, I'm back. I need a refresher.
I'm back.
Quick audit for a couple years.
It's me.
It's so sad because I got so many pictures of my graduating class. Like, pretty much, like, the first thing you see when you walk in the department is just Spielberg walking, you know, pictures of Spielberg walking down with my classmates. I'm nowhere to be found because I'm angrily outside the frame. But
You're out in the other places. You're in a background spilling wine into his backpack.
No,
all great directors must suffer at my hand.
Graduated with Spielberg. I've told it numerous times on this show, but it's a fun little trivia piece. And you know, he was actually in our little class, and there's tons of pictures like behind glass. And what's funny, I hate to say this, but the class a couple years before my class,
it's not funny as we didn't hit record.
The DGA was where we'd have a show all our short films, right? And one of the you know, always posthumously, they're always geniuses and the nicest people ever. And oh my God, what a talent.
What did you just
but
say?
Posthumously. After death.
Arkansas.
Some dude, some kid in film school, like he showed his film at the Directors Guild of America, which is like where we showcase the shorts that come out of the program. And on his way back from that screening, which was like the end all be all, it's like the last
thing.
No, his car hit. Something else, and he died, right?
Nice.
There might have been booze involved. I'm not sure.
One less director to compete with.
Anyways, there was this class with pictures behind it, which always had like pictures of him, and it was like there was a hall named
as
after
a tribute
him.
To him, they broke the glass?
No. It's not like break glass and
drove
case
a
of
they
emergency
drove a
tribute.
Car through the trophy case in his memory?
That glass, it's a little framed thing on the wall with, you know, glass in front of it and then pictures behind it. That's it's all been replaced with pictures of Speely in my class. The drunk driver guy who got killed,
well,
gone.
Don't drunk drive, and then you won't get covered up by pictures of Spielberg.
Yeah. But what's cool,
it's like that old saying.
They say that at the police department every morning at their morning meeting.
My mom used to say it to me every morning on my way after school. But upstairs.
What'd she say?
Don't drunk drive, or you'll get replaced by Speely.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Mom? You'll see.
Upstairs in the halls, in the film department halls, there was like this collage of a bunch of different pictures from like over the last number of years, I guess. And there was like three of them of my sweet ass self in there.
Really?
It was probably like 60 pictures,
did
maybe.
Did you take photos
of
them?
Did you take a
photo?
Yeah.
You definitely got to show
us. How tall were the ceilings in there?
Pretty tight.
Yeah, 8 feet.
Ceilings were about 8 and a half, maybe.
How many
10
stairs
feet.
Was it to get up?
Hold on. Oh, I pulled up Dead Kennedy's mic.
I sure got my steps in at the Grammys. I got like 12,000 steps in according to my phone.
Pull my strings.
All flat.
And I'll go far.
What? You making fun of my feet?
You got
all
flat
on
feet,
flat
buddy.
Ground.
I kind of do have flat.
Like they weren't really steps.
Flat feet.
What the fuck are you talking about? When you step.
They weren't steps.
Stairs?
Yeah.
No.
Those are steps.
They're called. This is a step.
I know, but those steps mean nothing compared to walking up steps. Agree? Can we
your
agree
phone
to disagree?
Also will keep keep track of you going up and down shit.
It will?
Oh, so I got yelled at
it
real
does.
Quick. I got
yes,
yelled at on
does.
The red carpet. I was live streaming on Facebook, James's trip down the red carpet, and this very short woman, probably like producer Lauren's height. How tall is she?
10.
Quite small. Nice. 10. Look at that guy.
Oh, that's fantastic. You still have that sweater?
What a horrible sweater, right? What the hell was I wearing? That's a different
dude,
picture.
You look,
it even looks the
you
same.
Look so tight. Well, what was
look
it like
that.
Being in My Chemical Romance?
With your sunglasses on your head? Pretty cool. How long ago was that?
It's 2001.
Woo, it sure is.
All right.
So this very, I see this small lady on the red carpet dressed in like kind of official clothes getting like yelled at by a tall man who's like, yeah, whatever.
That's Mickey over there. Next
he time. Walks away from her.
Who is it?
Mickey, right there.
Oh, yeah?
Hat on backwards. Sorry, this is terrible. I know for anyone listening, don't caress the hand, tie. Why won't
so
you
So what
happened?
What did she say
so
to you?
It was funny. So she goes, phone's away. And I was like, no. She's like, no, your phone's down. I was like, no, I'm filming for the host of the Grammys. I'm going to keep the phone up. And she's like, well, then you need to watch where your phone is going because you're going to poke someone's eye out.
What?
I'm mind you, I'm
are
at
you
least
doing
2 feet taller than her. And I'm looking down at her. And
I don't like that she just backed down from her original order, which proves she had no authority to say that.
I go, well, I didn't say this to her, but I said...
Wait, did that conversation go out over the live stream?
Yeah, but it was so loud, I don't think you can hear it. It's on the page, though, if you want to go find it. But I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to poke anyone's eye out because I'm 6'3", and I'm holding the phone above my head.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar isn't at the red carpet.
What is that?
Think we're going to be okay. Kareem? It's a planet in Star Wars.
It's a good one. Good planet. Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. I want to be shocked.
Yeah.
It is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nerds! What? Fucking USC nerds naming things after like
no,
college
it's not.
Athletes.
What are you wrong with you?
Oh, I
also,
be
he
shocked.
Was Lou Alcindor first. God, get your shit right.
My joke,
which
is
also
good.
Was a Star Wars
speaking
fan.
Of nerds.
I said Luke Skywalker.
That's a good basketball joke.
That's what I said.
That's a great.
I said my joke was good. I was trying to get
great
credit.
Joke.
Skywalker, not bad.
I'd fuck her.
Hey.
You ever see that Skywalker?
That reminds me of when my buddy, my brother-in-law, Paulie, he's from New York. He's from Long Island, and he's got the thing. He sounds like George Costanza, right? And we're watching.
More of the stories I stood up to myself.
Nobody from Wisconsin.
I appreciate you,
Paulie.
I appreciate you sticking up for yourself. That's good.
Finally did it.
It's similar to Paul when we were watching fireworks in when I used to live out there by the water over there, down you know, in the part of Del Rey over there,
Marina Del Rey,
and I was right next to it. And some woman, like Paul was standing, and some woman's like, sit down, I'm trying to see the fireworks. And Paul just turns to her and goes, what are you talking about? They're in the sky.
Good point.
Shut your mouth, bitch.
They're
in the sky.
The horror in my mind right now is that someone goes back and watches this video that's on the Late
and
Late
it's
show
nothing
page,
like that.
And you can hear me going like, yes, ma'am,
I'm
sorry.
Yes,
my apologies,
ma'am.
My apologies.
I'm sorry.
In my head, I think I'm
it's
like a hard
ass. It's weird that she would go to like poke your eye out where like iPhones are pretty rounded.
I think I got the brunt of she had just like asked
had
someone to stop and this guy was like, fuck you, bitch, basically. I'm on the red carpet. I'll do whatever I want. And he walked away from
her. You know how many of those fucks are probably
there. She just saw me and she saw a tall, skinny white guy
smiling.
In a suit.
We were probably
like,
smiling.
Oh, it was
she's
going to
recoup
smiling.
Her dignity at your expense.
Yes.
He's a smiley, Tyler.
I don't know.
A smiley fella. Why is that?
I really don't know, because life is terrible.
Life is tough.
Oh, God.
All right, Mike,
Zach,
what's going on?
Can almost say bananas.
What? The last one I saw him like 5 days ago, all you could say was data.
You guys, I want to throw this idea out there. I know it's very. I know this is probably not going to happen.
He says
I'm
bananas?
Throwing it out there.
Almost.
That's and bananas. I've done a little bit of planning.
Slab City. What
hear
day?
Me out. I'm going there tomorrow, actually.
Of course you are.
We do an after-disaster tour of Death Valley.
Hit us. Hit us.
Well,
I don't know how much we're gonna, I don't know how much concept. We charge, but we bring 10 people because
no,
the van will
be
hold
serious.
The van will hold 13 people.
No, Michael.
We bring 10 people.
No, Michael.
We charge them like a
this is awful,
like an
Michael.
All-inclusive trip.
Mike, we're stuck with these people.
God, I seem so excited about this a couple of days ago. Now
but
it sounds
if there's
like
one person
idea.
That's awful that we can't wait to get away from, we can't because we're in the van with them, and Death Valley's far away.
Okay.
You know what
we
I mean?
We can leave them at the greener.
Can we like project our ourselves on like iPads that are in an accompanying vehicle?
I was trying to see if we could do it because I really do want to do it. And I guess I'll just do it for my podcast.
I'm trying to see if we can do it
because
I really want to do it. That's even worse. You can do it by yourself.
Yeah, if you want to do that, Mike. Yeah. I'm telling you, I know you.
I do want to do it.
Tyler knows you. This is not something you want to do.
I thought I knew him.
Hey, can I tell you that?
No, but he doesn't know himself. You're not going to want to do this. Like, as soon as you, like,
it just seemed like such a good idea when I was out there last week.
Mike, you got to explore further.
Sunday. Mike, I was out there Sunday.
Mike, you need to go to the Channel Islands.
Mike, you need to stop going to the Death Valley without and go to the Death Valley within.
Yeah, good idea. What's that?
You're running to the desert.
I went
around
there. No,
you
I went there specifically
instead
for
of dealing
a reason
with
this
the
time.
Desert inside of you.
I failed at the reason.
What was your reason?
I've been really committing
Vision Quest?
To doing time lapses. And there was nowhere I could get the stars.
Well, you've been
and
lapsing
I just,
some time.
I wanted to be out where it was. You could actually get pure stars. Problem is, to really go to get a decent time lapse, you need 2 to 3 hours. And at about an hour and a half, I lost my temper. I mean, I lost my patience, and it would stop the camera, and then I'd restart it. So I'm basically starting over. Mm-hmm. And I did that,
why
three times.
Why would you get mad at the camera?
No, not mad. I'm like, I'm 90 minutes in.
Why would you get a,
this has to be good enough. And then I'd play it back, and it's 4 seconds.
Right.
Why don't you leave it
you
out
can
overnight
do the math, right?
And go to bed?
Because I can't. And the problem is, I'm doing it tomorrow out there. Because
I can't.
Out in the Palm Springs area. No, I'm pretty much enjoying this time lapse stuff. Even though
I love the time lapse. I love the time lapse that moves. Like, and I actually was doing I was trying to get a clock that was heavy enough and sturdy enough, substantial enough to be able to support the GoPro, mm-hmm. so that it could move like
yeah.
On
they
the
make
hour.
Devices for that that are
I
pretty
know.
Inexpensive.
They cost inexpensive.
Yeah,
I thought they were kind of expensive.
I bought one. It was $100.
Because for the movie that I'm making here, there's a shot that I have in my head. I don't think I like it enough to actually do it. It's fucking great. Mike's
you got a bunch
us,
of shit like that.
Mike's showing is like the cosmos, essentially.
But wait till the star goes
flying
through.
There's a bunch of stars flying through. A lot. And there's satellites and whatnot. Ooh. That's where he lost his patience. No. Why'd you shoot at 4:3?
Like, see, this was like an hour, but that's all I got was that.
Yeah, that's great.
But there's and a lot of shit like that.
That's
where,
fucking great looking. Would you shoot
that? Oh,
that
looks
just
awesome.
The phone?
The Nikon.
Just the iPhone?
No, with my Nikon.
That looks badass.
And then you just upload
but
it.
This
that
was
looks like
probably...
We're doing a lot of looking minutes. At things on this show, which is frustrating to listen to. I can
but that's
tell
rad,
you that.
Isn't it?
There's a shot where like she pulls off the side of the road.
The sun.
We come in. Like, there's an action sequence, and then she opens the doors, and then she closes the doors.
Spoiler
and I like
alert.
The idea of booming up over the van, and there's the place that we picked. For this to hopefully happen is this beautiful. You've never seen this shot before. You've never seen this angle of downtown LA. Neither one of you have, and it's fucking phenomenal. It's a beautiful, beautiful
Where's
shot.
Where's it from?
Outside of downtown LA. But I want to just have the camera chill there.
No, I'm saying,
there.
Where's it from?
I don't know what that means.
Like, what neighborhood did you see this angle from? I was going to say, I'll go there fucking tonight, and I'll get a time lapse for you so you can see if it looks good.
He's all into it. My
I'm
idea.
Totally serious. I'll go there and shoot it and just give it to you so you can see if it looks good and that's the place you want to
do it. I don't think I'm going
to
do it because here, listen to what it would
this
entail.
This is Anderson's directing style. When you have an idea for him, he just goes,
I just don't want to be like advertising, like, you know, because if I were to say, you'd understand what I say. You'd be like, oh,
you
yeah.
You see that
I
same shot in like five movies?
I know.
That would be the best.
I saw Bobcats up there when Jillian and I went up there to scout.
Goldthwait was
two,
up there?
Two
what was he doing?
Links, two,
hey, Anderson!
Two Bobcats ran across the street. So then, you know, it closes on the action. We boom up and... we see downtown LA.
Wait, I thought he did mean Bobcat. I was just about to go.
I saw two Bobcats last night.
He
How could there
it.
Be two Bobcat Goldthwaites up there?
No, doppelganger.
There's a mirror up there.
That's a terrible impression of Bobcat.
I hate everything in this room right now.
Okay, so what I felt like trying to talk about the Grammys.
That's what you get for telling teacup stories.
Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka.
I know exactly.
Were you hip-hopping?
All I can say is be very careful because the time lapse is going to take hours, and if Bobcats are up there, you got...
He might come and fucking tell bad jokes.
Looking at your camera.
It's like one of your favorites.
I can see myself in the reflection. Your time lapse is beautiful, and then his bald head keeps popping in.
And you just leave it in. That is fucking brilliant. I can see myself in the reflection. Oh my god!
Anderson's legit.
I so
want to
edit this out.
Anderson
because
is ROFLing,
man.
You're legit ROFLing.
Yeah,
I've never done this to a person before. Yes.
You're like a Roomba. I love the idea of serious filmmaker just getting interrupted by Bobcat and all these people.
I can see myself.
Oh, man.
For tape.
Oh, my God. All right.
So what's the address? You want me to go take a time lapse up right now?
I'll tell you the shot idea. So... It's hacky anyways, and I've seen it before. Okay. It would be nice because I have to establish that it's nighttime, and then the next shot is like early morning, and it would be great to boom up and then time lapse downtown LA until like you know until dawn, and then the next shot would be of the house. But it's not worth sitting on the side of a fucking road for like 5 hours waiting
unless
for
you
it's
have
on.
Some Bobcat deterrent spray.
It's in my eyes.
Bobcat repellent.
So dumb. Guys, stop it.
Sorry.
And you know what?
Sorry for trying to bring some levity to this program about jacking off with your palms.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I sold my couch. I'm very excited. That's my biggest thing
Brody,
that happened this week.
Your masturbatorium?
I don't
the captain's chair
on the couch.
Operation masturbation?
Your dogs do.
Now that I think, now I'm weirded out that you think when you came over my place, you sat where I masturbated.
I'm joking.
Oh,
I was
came over your place.
For, I was saying that for the sake of the
So your couch is just a big
Michael.
Empty spot?
Now I feel like I have to go invest in a black light to prove to you I've never masturbated on that couch.
Here's my concern, though. I made up a story when I was selling my couch.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I sold the couch.
This couch had wine spilled on it by Werner Herzog.
No, mm-hmm. The wife and I, you know.
Harrison
like,
Ford crashed into this couch with his plane.
We found a furniture place in the Dead Mall. The Dead Mall, right?
Yeah.
There's a furniture place. It's like one of like five businesses left
Horse
in there,
service.
Right? There's like a Ruby's, a furniture store, a movie theater.
What if they
called
it Dead Mall? You think they get more business?
There's like five things in this mall, Tyler. We got to do a show there.
We
got to
do it soon because there's no way that thing isn't going to be
They're talking about
up.
Leveling it soon. It's a newer mall, too. It's a nice big structure with an
stores?
Atrium. They're going to level it and make it like an outdoor
like leveling
thing.
The,
why don't you film there?
Leveling the business.
I thought about shooting some of my shorts there, but there's always one like fucking security guard
we
wandering
thought,
around.
We thought about skateboarding through the cameras.
We got to do a show in there. So
you should fly your drone through there.
You know what? I'll never fly that drone indoors again.
Okay.
So Jillian and I were in this,
or I would,
in a furniture store in there, and by, kind of by like, just by happenstance, like we saw a couch that was like deeply discounted, and it's much smaller and much more. Anyways, we kind of like were like, this is a great couch. We should get this, make an offer on it, mm-hmm. and we did. And she went for it. And
you
so
haggled at a mall,
dude. This place is like they're desperately trying to get out. You'd understand if you went there, Tyler.
What was
There's
the sticker price?
We got it for like 40% of what it's actually suggested retail price.
Ironically, because there was some residue left over from the price.
I'm not sure why. Sticker. I don't know why it's in my DNA or maybe because it's my dad, but I always feel like I have to put a spin on things. So I let
Oh, just to let, here's a little quick plug. We had it up on Facebook or whatever for weeks. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever happened. Never got, like, we had a bunch of views, but no one ever, like, actually asked about the couch that we're trying to sell, which cost $1,600, and we're selling it for $500 4 years later, right? Mm-hmm. No one, any inquiries, no bites, nothing. Put it up on Craigslist. I got a couple bullshit people. One guy tried to rip me off. Remember, I think I told you that? He was desperately trying to rip me off.
What? No. Oh, I didn't tell you. What was he doing?
This guy, he's like, oh yeah, I love the couch. And he was asking me all these questions, and I'm going back and forth with him, like, all right, cool. And he's like, all right, here, I'm buying it right now. I'm like, oh, finally, we fucking sold this couch. What I was getting to is we put it up on Letgo.
Wait, how did he try to rip you off?
Hold on. We put it up on Letgo, and within an hour, I started getting bites. Letgo is fucking awesome. Sold the couch on Letgo. But the story on Letgo is that I inherited a couch, so we have to get rid of this couch. And we love it so much, but we don't want to because we inherited one.
Why'd you make that story
And
up?
Now it's overlapping, and she's going to come and pick up the couch, the lady that I sold it to, the very nice lady that I sold it to.
So you have to go
pick it up.
You have to go buy another couch to prove that you have another couch.
While my couch is being delivered by this furniture store, and I don't know if it coincides or if it overlaps, I don't know if I'm going to be able to say, "Hey, that's the couch that I inherited. That's coming from the furniture store."
You should say you inherited a gift certificate.
I'm very stressed about this. It's very, very troubling. But anyways,
why did you make a lie when you, that you didn't need?
Yeah, that's I don't know because like, why am I getting rid of this couch?
Yeah,
I didn't want to let go because I was just writing and I'm like, oh, I don't want to let go of this couch and we love this couch.
Fucking the auteur in him has to like, this couch is an old right. soul, but I have
this is the
hard
couch I glued two penises together on.
Inherited from my extremely wealthy great uncle, his amazing couch that my mother was born on.
I don't have the phone because it's on my other phone where I was going back and forth with this guy.
Oh,
but
it's on my other phone.
My like, production line.
Oh, I have so many phones.
He tried to
I'm
rip you off.
Hollywood
did he try to
man.
Grift you over the phone?
No, here's how it went. So I was getting texts from this guy.
Hey
right?
there, buddy. So that's I give you 600 and you give me the couch. Okay, buddy.
He's
okay,
asking
so
me
we
like,
got a deal, pal.
What
yeah,
the size
you give
is?
Me 500 and I take the couch off your hands. And you're like, yeah. And he's like, sold, buddy.
Listen. He's asking what the size is. He's doing measuring, apparently, and then mm-hmm. he's coming back going, okay, yeah, it fits perfectly. I love this thing. All right, here's the deal. I work on a cruise ship, and I'm rarely at home. I live in Florida. I'm paying you right now. Is this the email that I should send you PayPal payment to? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I get an email from PayPal. It was a bullshit PayPal, though. It was like members at PayPal or something. Mm-hmm. It was a fake account, but it looked really, really legit. But I'm not a dumb person, so I knew that this part right here. I know I'm not that dumb. I knew this part right here. Here's what the email said. It was all very official. I can show it to you. But it said, hey.
You're not going
to
believe this, but I'm in Nigeria, and I come from a very wealthy family.
It says $1,500. I was asking for $500 for this couch, right? $1,500 has just been deposited or will be deposited in your account. It's pending as soon as you pay the shipper's fees. Because he's paying $1,000 to have this couch shipped to him in Florida. Yeah. I'm like, how fucking dumb do you got to be? So I email him back. I'm like, he's like, did you get it? He's like, hello. He's like panicking. I'm like, yeah, I just got the notification. Looks like the money's good to go. So I'll be, he's like, yes, what do you call it? What do we call those checks? Those fake
cashier's checks.
No, it's a cashier check, but it's something, MoneyGram. So okay. I said, yeah, I'll be sending the MoneyGram later today. And then it was like 6 hours later. He's like, have you sent the MoneyGram? I'm like, yeah, sorry, couldn't get MoneyGram. You guys take Bitcoin? And there's just silence. And then like 3 hours later, I sent him a text. I'm like, hey, how about gold bullion? You take that? Nothing.
How about my foot up your ass, pal?
What a fucking dick. What a waste
you on,
of my
motherfucker?
Time. I wish I could show you on my other phone, but it just goes. I was going back and forth with this guy. I'm trying to move this fucking thing, you know? I was going back and forth with this guy for like 2 days.
Good scam.
What a pain in the balls.
Good scam.
If only I had Bobcat to step in for me. Yep. Both of them.
Two Bobcats. Were they together?
I love the idea of a beautiful time lapse.
Yeah. And also, I can see myself.
And Bobcat from the late 80s.
Upside down. His bald forehead coming in and the hair like drops down from behind it.
I can see myself in the reflection.
Like it's like an earnest, like something from an earnest movie.
I think this might be too like esoteric or avant-garde for it to
it's
really
definitely
be coming
esoteric.
Off as how funny it is. But it's very funny. Maybe it's just because it's a dark room in here, but it's really tickling my funny
bone. No, it's really, really funny. Yeah, I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna head out towards Salton Sea to try to shoot one or two time lapses tomorrow night.
You should go somewhere.
It needs to be really, really
that you've
dark.
Never been.
Yeah, what you got any suggestions
it's
for a
weird
time lapse?
Being in California, like this part of California, because there's only so many directions you can go because there's ocean.
But do you have
right
any
there.
Suggestions for a time lapse that I would probably like?
Louder, like
you could do something like do some like shitty old boat that's floating around in the Salton Sea.
Do like a dead mouse,
fish corpses.
floating on the water.
Yeah, I could do that.
And watch it like, you know those things, but it takes months. I saw
a goat or a cow time lapse that was 4 months.
A what?
A goat or a cow. And they planned it, and they put like a tent over it, and they put screens around it and stuff to keep the animals out.
For one day.
And they did like the 4 month time lapse, and it was kind of fascinating. The maggots come real fast.
Hey, I'll you know what?
I don't like
a great time lapse, Mike. I do have a great idea, and I'll tell you the exact location of where we're talking about doing. I almost have an address for you, but you'll get up there and you'll see downtown LA, and if you can get that shot of downtown LA waking up, I think it would be fucking phenomenal. Yeah. I really do. We were up there the other day and it was like all hazy, so like downtown LA was like, it looked like it was on an island and it was coming up through the fog. Sorry, this is boring. What were you saying, Tata?
Oh.
Come on now.
What did I say?
You know, something about EDM and then we moved on to...
Not about... I was just... Nope. Oh, you're talking about the maggots.
Yeah.
I don't like the thing where the animal's dead and then you can't see the magnets. Magnets.
Yeah. And then they
go, oh, I'm so smart, magnets.
And then what? Because I'm with you.
And then all of a sudden, it's like the animal
explodes,
starts wiggling.
It's just like,
oh, God, the wiggle.
That's what I was suggesting. I was suggesting that Mike do.
That's
he
so
should
gross.
Do that. Oh, you should do a chia pet.
Gross.
You should do a chia
open.
Pet in your kitchen.
No, I'm not doing like a one that takes days. I want to invest 2 hours to get like a 20 second.
Do a chia pet of Obama and Trump and see who wins.
Okay, I'll make my own chia pet of two guys with their penises attached.
Would you let that go? All right, that's a small part of this film, okay?
Oh, it's a small part?
It is?
Small dicks.
Yeah, I mean, it's based around that, but I mean, that's not the entire fucking thing. It's a device, and actually, it's called
I wasn't trying to be insulting to it. I was just trying to think of something, and I couldn't think of something else.
You know what? You should get to two things that kind of like are facing each other, and like their dicks grow, and then they touch each other, yeah.
Hey, by the way, where else
should... Sophomoric.
I need an idea.
Soften the morph. Where are we...
Soften the more.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, I do want to go somewhere
people
different tomorrow because I have to go to Orange County to run errands.
What's it?
And I don't want to drive back to LA. I want to go make time lapses, but I don't know where else to go. And I tried to go to
the time lapse era. This is us 6 months from now.
No,
after
this is us
remember
next
that
week.
Time lapse era of Mike's?
No, of course it is. Of course it is. It's of course. But I want to get a couple just to have in case
I need
them.
You need to do
something.
A time lapse of your
what
time lapse.
What would you need
era.
Them for?
I don't know. I like
what
having
would
them.
You need them for?
I like having them more than I like having the drone footage.
Ooh, do one in your house. Of you, just like what you moving around your apartment, because I want to see how often you just go back and forth and kind of just like stand in your room,
you
like look at a wall.
You wouldn't feel comfortable with it.
Plus, like his secret, his lie about the couch and what where he does
all
his business.
Weird
yeah.
I'm just constantly jacking off on the couch all day, all night. I sometimes I have panic in the mornings and I pace back and forth from room to room and I go in the second bathroom to get a baby aspirin. I go to the kitchen to get a bottle of water to drink and I come back in, I drink some, I put the bottle of water down, I walk in the bedroom, I turn the internet on, I come back and turn the computer on, I go back in the bedroom, open my laptop, I sit on the bed.
This
goes on for like 15 or 20 minutes.
I crank that internet up real good. Hey, this would be a great time lapse, but you'd be self-aware and we'd have to like do it secretly somehow, so it won't work. Because he'll be like very aware that the camera.
It's even funnier if he's aware, because he'll be like super unnatural, like that thing where like you can walk right now. The second I tell you, hey, I need you to walk down the hall for this scene, you
so
like don't
weird.
Know how to walk.
Imagine having a dad when you're like 11 years old telling you that you walk stiff or
it'd be
you
nice
walk
having
like
a dad
robot.
When I was 11.
That's cruelty,
and,
man.
Telling you how
that
you need to like move your arms more and imagine that as a child.
That's terrible.
I had a perfect childhood.
All right, you're the leader of the show then, because we need help.
He's the presidente.
It's true. El presidente, right. Until 4 years from now.
So, yes, the phonograph, what were you calling it? There's another word for it.
Gramophone.
Gramophone. If anyone has one, put the call out on over there on the film vault as well. And also, CCP shirts still available. I got a few packs still left, very few left. And the grouper shirts came in, and they look fantastic. I got the Cold Cocoa logo on the front, on the breast pocket. And it's not a pocket, but it's on the breast pocket. And on the back, I got the poster that Scott made. They look great, and they're on the tri-blend.
Inside pocket would be a good idea for a T-shirt.
And ooh, that'll be a terrible edit.
Not bad. Keep your nipples in there.
Insert. Mm-hmm. And also some there's a very few number of the big packages left where you know, you're gonna get a DVD limited edition 1 through 100 is what we're gonna print off for the initial run of the limited edition Gold Groupers original DVDs, which I will number. And those packages, very few still left, but we're trying to raise an additional like $3,000 myself for the extra day.
Yeah.
For the extra day. Gramophone, I've not gone over that with my producer. I need to buy that. I need to buy big wheels for adults.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got some stuff I got to buy. But, you know, we raised a bunch of money.
Where do you get those big wheels for adults?
They sell them brand new online. I'm hoping to find, like, one secondhand that has a little character already that I could, like, add stuff to.
eBay, probably.
Yeah, I haven't really dug deep with that one yet.
Go to that website you sold your couch on and see what lies people have to say about their big wheels.
Let go. I just inherited a
pogo stick from my grandpa, you know, so I'm getting rid of the big wheel. All right.
In all fairness, there's no way I would have sprung for that couch that Jillian and I kind of saw at that dead mall if it wasn't for inheritance that I did have in my pocket that day. I had $500 that my mom gave me from my dad after he died, and that's why I bought it. I swear to God. So it is kind of true.
When you said, it sounded kind of like an impulse buy, and it reminded me of a story that I can't get too detailed on, but a very close friend of mine
who has Coke rock and roll parties.
This isn't going to mean anything. No.
How long ago does that
seem? Called me this morning, and he said, okay, this is so spoiled. You know, my son just turned 16, so we were at the Audi dealership buying him a car.
Wow.
Mm. An A4. And he goes, and I just fell in love with this other car. And he goes, and guess what? My wife bought it for me for Valentine's Day.
Who is this person?
And
you're going to tell us as soon as we hit?
I'm not going to tell you who
it is. Why?
The other car. First of all, it's a 16-year-old that got an Audi. And for Valentine's Day, he got...
All I've got is an Innie.
An RS7, which is about $120,000.
All right, I hate this person. I hate this person.
For everyone who's not in the room, I just fingered my belly button.
He did
while
fingers.
I said that.
All right, stop it.
But what?
I love that car, and I was like,
You're like, can I hang out with your 16-year-old son?
What are you doing hanging out with people that spoil their kids that way? He's creating a fucking nepotism monster. You
He's
understand
a
that?
Close friend.
Leave me alone. I'll do what I want with my money.
That horse movie paid for that pool.
I can see. I feel like we're being demeaning to the great Bobcat.
I love Bobcat.
So do I.
And I've been open about how much
I love him. The only Bobcat stand-up I've ever seen was an old clip of him from the 80s doing some version of that shitty impression.
He's a great guy.
I still want to talk to him. I talked to one friend that's made a couple features, and I talked to him.
Being on the set of a Bobcat movie is by far the best experience.
I've been on a set of a Bobcat movie, and it was great. Bobcat's fantastic. I used to have Bobcat on Loveline. I used to go out of my way to get him booked on Loveline, so I had him on the Film Vault. So hey, he was my.
Why don't we have him on this show?
He was talking about
squibs. Said one word. He said, "Mike, are you on the phone?"
I've told this before, but this is how much I love Bobcat.
I forgot about that.
How little I'm actually talking badly about him. It's just.
I know, it's just a joke.
I used to take, I took a recorder, like one of the old school, like push, like right after
like
gramophones.
Rerun did.
Right after gramophones. And held it up to the speaker of my TV, and I pushed play on my Betamax of the Betamax tape of his stand-up that I had from like the late 80s on HBO. And I used to listen to that on my Walkman over and over again.
We got to get that enthusiasm back because I used to do the same thing. I used to record
SNL.
I used to audio record SNL and listen to it back. I used to audio record comedian sets from the Tonight Show.
You need to get the magic back.
Like, I don't have passion. I don't have that kind of enthusiasm to do that kind of thing anymore.
False. Hey, this guy was driving around trying to get Diamond Mike commercials on the radio.
We still got it. We just got to recognize that. We
got to pull it out. Hey, I'm going to take time lapses.
I'll tell you where right now.
You have to do that for shit. Look at who's the guy who's got to go now.
Well,
look at how long this fucking thing is. Bullshit.
This show is David Leaning.
Guys, let's do
it's David Leaning.
Let's do an audio version of a time lapse where we the recorder just intermittently records like once every five seconds, and we talk for like 8 hours and see if it makes sense.
Lawrence of Arabia, Prince of the River Kwai.
Exhausting.
He made sagas. He made very long films. David Leaning. Exhausting.
David Fat because they're fat.
But his name is David Lean. His name is not David Fat.
I always like it at the Late Late Show when we're over and they're like, oh, we're fat 2 minutes. Like,
we're yes. David Leaning
I'm
is what TV, we're doing.
I'm a TV man.
Try that out. Give it
I'm
a shot.
I'm a TV man.
Next
we're
week,
fat.
The time lapse episode.
Give it a shot. Dude, David Lehman. How does an audio time lapse
like
work?
This?
We're going to record.
Chipmunks?
It's going to make. No. It's going to take a 1 second recording every like 4 or 5 seconds.
That will sound like Vietnamese.
We're just going to keep talking.
Oh, Mike does a great Vietnamese.
I can't do it. Sort of laughing.
Keep it moving.
What? It's still going.
It's still going. Oh, yeah. Push self-destruct.